Well, hey, look who's here. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 448, and I'm glad to see you. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New, and each day we alternate those tracks. Shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read 1 Chronicles 6 from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, and Phinehas became the father of Abishua, and Abishua became the father of Bukai, and Bukai became the father of Uzzi, and Uzzi became the father of Zerahiah, and Zerahiah became the father of Meraioth. Meraioth became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub, and Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Ahimaaz. And Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah. And Azariah became the father of Johanan. And Johanan became the father of Azariah. It was he who served as the priest in the house which Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah became the father of Amariah. And Amariah became the father of Ahitub. And Ahitub became the father of Zadok. And Zadok became the father of Shallum. And Shallum became the father of Hilkiah, and Hilkiah became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Seraiah, and Seraiah became the father of Jehozadak, and Jehozadak went along when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem away into exile by Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' households. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimmah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, Jeatharai his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Azar his son, Elkanah his son, Abiasaph his son, and Azar his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimath. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophai his son and Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel were Joel the firstborn and Abijah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shimeah his son, Haggiah his son, Azaiah his son. Now these are those whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. These are those who served with their sons. From the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Belial, the son of Toah, the son of Zoph, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Azur, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Heman's brother Asaph stood at his right hand, even Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimmah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. On the left hand were their kinsmen, the sons of Merari: Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Malak, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Malai, the son of Mushai, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their kinsmen, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bukai his son, Uzzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Meraioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their settlements according to their camps within their borders. To the sons of Aaron of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the first lot, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its pasture lands around it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the following cities of refuge: Hebron, Libna also with its pasture lands, Jatter, Eshtemoa with its pasture lands, Hilan with its pasture lands, Deber with its pasture lands, Ashan with its pasture lands, and Beth-Shemesh with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its pasture lands, Alameth with its pasture lands, and Anathoth with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. Then to the rest of the sons of Kohath were given by lot, from the family of the tribe, from the half-tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities. To the sons of Gershom, according to their families, were given from the tribe of Issachar and from the tribe of Asher, the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Manasseh, 13 cities in Bashan. To the sons of Merari were given by lot, according to their families, from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. So the sons of Israel gave to the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave them by lot from the tribe of the sons of Judah, the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, these cities which are mentioned by name. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave to them the following cities of refuge: Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim with its pasture lands, Gezer also with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth-Horon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, and Gath-Rimmon with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Manasseh, Aner with its pasture lands, and Bileam with its pasture lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. To the sons of Gershom were given, from the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its pasture lands, Dabarath with its pasture lands, and Ramoth with its pasture lands, Anam with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukok with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Hammon with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Levites, the sons of Merari were given, from the tribe of Zebulun, Ramona with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands. And beyond the Jordan at Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan were given them, from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jaza with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephaeth with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its pasture lands, Maanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazer with its pasture lands. May God bless the reading of His Word. I'm so thankful for the gift of music. Just in case you thought that music was a human invention, it wasn't. We're told that the angels sing God's praises in heaven. And since we're made in God's image, I think He instilled music in us. Of course, some of us are gifted in different ways. Some sing, some write, some play instruments, some just listen. But nearly all of us enjoy hearing music. Here in 1 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning in verse 31, we read about the families of Heman, Asaph, and Ethan. Each of them were from the priestly tribe of the Levites, and they served in the music ministry of the temple. Heman was of the family of Kohath. He wrote the 88th Psalm, and he was the grandson of the prophet Samuel. Asaph was of the family of Gershon, and he wrote several of the Psalms and was posted on Heman's right hand in the choir. And then Ethan was from the family of Merari, and he was at Heman's left hand in the choir. That the lineage of each of these men was traced all the way back to Levi, and we're told even where they stood in relation to each other in the choir in the temple, tells me that music in the temple is very important to God. When you're in church, do you actively participate in singing? Whether we're on the worship team, the choir, or in the congregation, I think God wants us to sing, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What do you think? Let me hear from you. Leave a comment either by emailing me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or on the show notes page at 448.lifespringmedia.com. And you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_, two B's in web, #LifespringMedia. This podcast is made possible in part by listeners who participate in the value for value concept. If you're receiving value from the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, then I need your support. You can be more than a listener. You can be an active supporter and know that you're helping others in their desire to bring more consistency to their Bible reading. How cool is that? Details on how you can donate and help make a difference are at support.lifespringmedia.com. And my thanks to my friendly editor for his consistent support of the show. Support.lifespringmedia.com for all the details. I'll see you tomorrow when we're back in the Book of Mark. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.